And we're going to begin reading in verse number 1. We're going to read 1 through 4. And we're going to talk about tonight the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God. And just see where God leads us tonight. We'll be in Romans 12, verse number 1. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. And the Bible says in Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Father, I do love you and I do thank you for this night. I thank you for the opportunity to come out and to study a portion of your word tonight. I thank you for everyone that's gathered in this room tonight. Lord, I'd pray as we go off into the next week, I'd pray you give every one of us just a week of blessings, Father God, a week that we can just share your gospel, share your grace, share the good news. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to show that perfect will that's on our life tonight. Father, I pray tonight when we walk out of this place, I pray we see that will that you've put on our life, what you would have us to do as born-again believers. Father, it's one thing to be saved, and it's totally something different to follow you. Lord, it's totally different when we get right in your will, right where you'd have us to be and doing what you've called us to do. Father, I thank you for the will that you have on my life. I thank you tonight, Father, that you take things and you make what seems to be bad, you make it good. Father, what the devil made for evil, you made good. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight, Lord. And I just praise your holy name. Just for the next few moments, won't you just let angels encamp around us? Father, the Holy Ghost is done in us. Won't you just let angels come on down and encamp around us tonight? Father, won't you just let us basking in your love tonight? Father, I thank you for Christmas. I thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ, your Son. I thank you for the birth of my Savior, Jesus. And Lord, I pray tonight you take this word and you encourage somebody real good with it tonight, that they do have a purpose and you do have a will on their life. Father, I love you and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight when we come to Romans chapter number 12, we've been in the book of Romans, and we come to Romans chapter number 12, we see that God has given every one of us His perfect will on our lives. And He wants us to enjoy His will on our life. You know, being a Christian, He wants us to enjoy the Christian life. The Christian life shouldn't be a life of dreadfulness. It shouldn't be a life of we dread to do and we dread to go and we dread. It should be a life that we're excited about and we thank God for it and we live it to His fullness and what He's called us to do. But tonight when we look at that, His will is to be because it's perfect on our life tonight. You say, well, preacher, I'm not perfect. Well, the will of God on your life is perfect. I say to you tonight, your salvation is perfect tonight because it's been bought with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Though the devil wants you to believe that there's things in your life that can't be perfect, well, I beg to differ. Well, oh, Satan, number one, tonight, my salvation is perfect tonight because it's in Christ Jesus. It's not in me, it's in Christ Jesus. And number two, the will of that God has on my life is perfect because the Bible says that I may know the perfect will of God. And tonight I want to show you this three ways tonight that the will of God is on your life and how you can see it. Number one, tonight we understand that the will of God is clear on our life. It's clear. It's not distorted. It's not hid out. Just like in the Garden of Eden when He took the tree and he planted it in the garden. He didn't put it back in some corner and hide it out. He told him, he said, don't partake of that tree. He put it right in the midst of the garden. All the way through, we see God. He don't hide nothing from His children. Everything is revealed tonight. What you need to know is revealed in your life. He's not a father that hides from you. He's a father that helps you. Amen? And we see tonight, number one, the will of God is clear in verse number one. Look what the writer says. He said, I beseech you, therefore, I beg you, therefore, brethren. He says, I beg the brethren. I want the brethren to do something. He said, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I see tonight that will of God is clear on my life because, number one, tonight my life ought to represent Christ Jesus. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. I should present my body to represent Christ Jesus. He says tonight that it ought to be in an honorable way. The way that we live our life ought to be honorable before Jesus Christ tonight. And I think about this when I read this text. You say, well, God's going to help me, and He is going to help you to live that life that's according to His will. Hey, but tonight, I understand this. He says, number one, tonight I see here, it is your body. It's your body. He says tonight the will of God is clear on your life because it is your body. He said we present our body clear, and we present it that way tonight that we ought to do what God has called us to do. Look what He says in verse number one. He says that ye present your bodies. And then He says also, which is your reasonable service. He says tonight that He's not called us to do nothing that's not reasonable tonight. Anything He's called you to do, any way He's called you to take out His will on your life, and He wants you to do that, it's reasonable tonight. You know God will never ask you to do anything that's not reasonable tonight. You say, I can't believe God would ask me to do that. He won't ask you to do nothing tonight that He knows that you're, He knows if He asks you to do it, you're capable of doing it through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this coming up year, I want you to understand the perfect will of God on your life. Number one, it's clear tonight. We know tonight because it represents Christ Jesus. It represents Him in an honorable way. It's acceptable unto God. This will that He has on our life is very clear. And tonight, you say, what is that, preacher? Turn with me, if you will, to James chapter number 1 in verse number 27. That will of God is clear on our life. You say tonight, you say, preacher, what is the will of God on my life? What should God want me to do? What should I do for God tonight? And I thank God tonight for Brother James when he penned down James 1:27. He says tonight that religion that we have in us tonight, he said if you want to know what pure religion is and what's undefiled before God the Father is this. He says if you want to know what your will is, it's this. It's to live a life that's according to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To live that life that is according to Him. And it is clear tonight when somebody's living that life for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He says in James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. He said to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. He said that is pure religion tonight. And He says this. You say, well, I visit the fatherless and I take care of the widows in their affliction. And I do what God's called me to do. You said, is that all that He wants me to do? He says, oh no, not by the way. He wants it very clear. He said, it's good to do good to others. And it is. Hey, this time of year, Christmas, and you know well as I do, people are helped during Christmas when they won't help no other time of the year. They will. Somebody will get over flooded with a goodness this time of year, and then 11 months they go without any goodness. Right? That's just the truth. But He says, is it just one time of the year? He said, oh no, it ain't one time of year. It's every day. He said, you are a living sacrifice. And we must hold ourselves honorable and acceptable unto God. And He said, you want to know what religion is? You want to know what religion should be in my life as a preacher and what it should be in your life? It's very clear tonight in what we see. He says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep Himself, that's you and me, to keep ourselves unspotted from this world. We keep ourselves unspotted from this world. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? It's very clear tonight that we must not entangle with this world. We must not get to a place in our life where we get wrapped up in this world, but we do what God has called us to do. And I thank God tonight that His will on my life is clear tonight. You know what? When I realize the will that God has on my life, and right now you're thinking, I don't know what God's will is on my life. It's clear what it is on your life. I can look around this room tonight and I can see some will that God has on people's life. My will tonight, I know, is to preach the gospel. That's what He's willed me to do. That's the will that He's given me. You may be have a will on you tonight to teach. He says, your will on my life is that you teach and you do what I've called you to do. There's some in here tonight, I look around and God has put that will or that burden or that desire or that gift on them tonight to sing. Hey, He didn't give me that tonight. He didn't give me that, but I know what He did give me. He's given me that will in my life and He's given me an encouraging spirit. There's some in here that has that encouraging spirit about them. They encourage people. They uplift people and they want to see them do good in the Lord. They want to see their relationship clearly what God has called it to be. But I see this tonight in the text. Not only the will of God is clear in their life. And you know, a lot of times people go their whole Christian life and they don't know what the will of God is on their life. You know how sad that is? You don't know what the will of God is on your life. He says not only the will of God is clear in verse number one, but in verse number two, the will of God is correct that's on your life. You say, preacher, are you sure? It's clear. Tonight, every one of you know what the will of God is on your life. Now, if we obey to it and we do what he's called us to do, that's totally different. But you know what the will is. I know what the will is on my life tonight. His will is this, that I live accordingly to what he's called me to be and what he's called me to do. To stay unspotted from this world and to walk the way he'd have me to walk. To do the things that he'd have me to do. He says, number one, tonight it's clear, but not only that, it's correct. When the path is clear, it's also correct. You can walk down that path and you can do what God has called you to do. He says in verse number two, look what he says here. Not only the will of God is clear, but it's correct. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. Tonight, as we look, is not only the will of God is clear on our life, but it is correct tonight. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. We must not conform to this world or give in to what this world has called. We must do what God has called us to do, and we get to do that, and we have the ability to do that through the transformation that he's done in our life when we got born again. At that moment you got born again, you got transformed, you became a new creation in Christ Jesus. This morning in Sunday school we was talking about that, and we was talking about people that are born again and how they do that will of their life and how they seek God and they seek the Father and they seek the Son and they seek the Holy Ghost tonight. I want you to get this tonight. Nobody's ever been born again without repenting. All the way through the Word of God he says repent. Repent, repent. What is that? That's that transformation. That's that turn. That's that change that's in your life. When you repent and you ask the Lord to come into your life and he saves you, there's a change that comes in. No longer are you conformed to what this world says, but you're being transformed to what God has called you to do. The world will say what we do tonight would be crazy, but God says it's correct. Not only is it clear, but it's correct. Look what he says in the Word tonight. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So one, tonight, to know it's correct, we're going to have to be transformed, but also we're going to have to renew our mind and get our mind set on Jesus Christ, to get our mind set on God. He says that renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That will of God that's on your life that is good and is acceptable unto God. Turn with me, if you will, tonight to Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 19. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 19 tonight. The will of God is clear on our life, but also the will of God is correct on our life tonight. We see how clear it is, but we see how correct it is, how it lines up. You can ask my wife tonight, when I was running from the Lord and what he called me to do, our home was in turmoil. Amen. Our home was in turmoil. I was saved. I thought I was doing what God had called me to do, but it was in complete turmoil. But when I finally got to where God would want me to be, our home life even lined up. Ephesians, if you will, chapter number 5 tonight, I want to show you this, the renewing of your mind. And you let God lead you the way he should. That renewing of the mind in Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 19. You say, how do I renew my mind? There's some of us tonight going to start talking to ourselves. Amen? Hey, the world says that's crazy if you talk to yourself. But sometimes the only way I can get through is if I talk to myself. If I sing, look at what he says tonight. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When you get to that place in your life where you tell yourself, hey, God's got this. God's going to do this in my life. It's his will on my life. He says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, how are you going to do that? Man, you're going to have to stay with God. You've got to renew that mind daily. This coming up year, I want you to know, you can take 2021 into 2022. Or you can say, by the blood of Jesus Christ, I claim a new year. I'm going a new way. Look what he says. He says, giving thanks, verse number 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says tonight that the will of God that's on my life is clear. It is clear on your life. The will of God is correct. It's correct on your life and it's correct on my life. But I see something else in this tonight. You say, Lord, how can you use me? And here around this church, I would ask you a question tonight. How can God use you here? How can God use you at this place? How can God use you at the ministry in this church? You ever thought about that? Lord, I want to be more than just a pew sitter. I want to be more than somebody just soaks up stuff. I want to be used. I want to be more used. And we see tonight, he said, where pure religion is, ministering to the orphans and to the widows. And you say, how can I be more of that? How can I be more in the community? How can I be more putting out? And you say, Lord, I want this will on my life. And if it's that clear and it's that correct, what must I do with it? Well, the third thing tonight is that we see here, and Paul's talking about, he says, the call on your life is clear. It's clear. You know, you wouldn't be here tonight if you didn't want to be used by God. You know how convenient it is to stay home tonight. This is probably one of the most convenient times of the year to stay home. But I want to give you this tonight. God has a clear plan for this church. He has a correct plan for this church. One thing we must keep here coming into 2021, and I have chewed on this when I read this in the book. He said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Do not do what the world does. Don't do what the other churches do. You do what I've called you to do here. He said, the will on this church is clear. It's clear. We've seen it. That we love people, we love God, we reach out, we reach up, we reach over to one another when they're hurting. He said it is clear. He said it's correct. And just because the will of God is clear on your life, and just because it's correct, and you know what he's called you to do, it is useless until it is, the third thing, carried out. The will can be clear, it can be correct, but until you carry it out in your life and let God use you, it'll always set just his perfect will on your life. Until you carry it out and you fulfill what he's called you to do. And you look at this tonight. I want to show you in verse number 3. You say, preacher, how can I perform that will of God on my life? How can I carry out what God's called me to do? Well, there's a little secret in verse number 3. He's gave every one of you tonight and me enough grace. He's given you enough of what you need tonight. And look what he says tonight. The will of God is clear, is correct, but it must be carried out by the grace that is given. Verse number 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me. It's Paul talking here. I say, through the grace given unto me. And I want to stop right there. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 10. I want to look at this tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 10. Paul had just come here at Corinth, and he's just told them about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ in 15, chapter 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But then he comes to verse number 10, and here's what he said. He said, the will of God must be carried out in your life. And he says this tonight, and this is where you got to get tonight. If you ever understand this, you are who you are. Does everybody understand that? You are who you are. I'm going to have to accept I am who I am. You're going to have to accept you are who you are. And you can't wait on to be somebody to do God's will. You can't wait till you say, well, when I get here in my walk, I'll do that. You can't wait on that. God's already given you the grace that you need. He's given me the grace. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. And this is one of them services that's different. But it's right where God would have it be, because the will of God, we're going into 2021. But God, 2022, but God's called you to something, and you know he has. And he says this tonight, you cannot wait. You've got to do what God's called you to do. Paul says here, but by the grace of God, verse number 10, I am what I am. Paul said, I may not look like the rest of them, I may not act like the rest of them, but I am who I am. I don't know about you, but I like a man that says, I am who I am. I like somebody says, what you see is what you get. I want you to know, if you pull up at my house, you're going to see the same thing here. You're going to see it there. He says tonight, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed on me. Here it is. And tonight, his grace is bestowed on you tonight. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. God has a will on your life. He's bestowed grace upon you, and he does not want us to waste it in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. You almost think he is bragging. He wasn't bragging. He was just excited and proud. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preached, and so you believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Paul says here, he said, it's clear tonight that that grace is given to you. That grace is given. It's able, you're able, you see the will of God on your life. It's clear, it's correct, and it can be carried out. But let me give you this tonight. He says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. He's given every one of us in this room a measure of faith, a measure of grace. He's given you that tonight. Man, this coming up here, we'll have to step out on faith and do things. You say, well, if I see it, preacher, I'll be able to step out. It don't work that way. Faith don't work that way. Faith, you have to step even when you don't see it, but you know he's told you to do it. He's called you to it, and he'll see you through it. Tonight, I want you to look with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter number 25 and verse number 28. I'm talking about being carried, that grace, it must be carried out. That perfect will of God must be carried out in our life. Proverbs chapter number 25 tonight, as we turn there in the Word of God. Proverbs chapter number 25 and verse number 28. We're going to have to get to the place. We see it clearly, we see it's correct. And we let it carry it out. And you say, how do I do that, preacher? Man, we're going to have to renew our minds, and we're going to have to set up boundaries in our life. We're going to set up walls in our life and say, Lord God, you're in control. You're the one. Look what he says tonight in Proverbs 25 and verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city. Look at that. It's like a city that is broken down and without walls. Tonight, God's will that's on your life, I must get to the place in my life where I'm under subjection to that will. Allow him to lead me, guide me, direct me in the way that he'd have it to go tonight. And I want to show you this tonight as we get to the closing of the sermon. He says the will of God must be carried out by the grace given. We must guard ourselves. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. And he has given us the faith to carry it out. The will of God must be carried out. He says in verse number 3, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. In verse 4, for as we have many members in one body. We have many members. We're one body in this place. We're the body of Christ. Every born-again believer is part of the body of Christ. The ones that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, they're a part of the body of Christ. But we don't all have the same, we don't all have the same function in the body. If everything on your body tonight was nothing but the hand, you couldn't go nowhere. But we have a head, we have a mouth, we have hands, we have feet, we have all kinds of things tonight that God's gifted the body with tonight. And this morning, is if there's one thing that I've seen God gifted this body with, I've seen these kids up here, they were singing, they were having a good time. Man, they were letting her eat, as the old saying goes. And they was having a good time. Now, if I said this, that's just a child's play. No, no, no. Now, he says we're all the body. Well, that's not important, preacher. That's just kids. Without kids, we're dead. This body is going to die without kids. If kids are not coming up, this body is going to die. One part of this body can't think of itself more highly than any other part of the body. Correct? I mean, you can't think that way. You must think that, hey, the will that God's put on my life, I understand it's clear. But just because I'm fixing to be 42 and these little kids may be 10 or 11, I got to understand that they know God's put a will on their life. And they see it clearly. Man, they got up there and they was having fun, I'm telling you. And this morning when I seen that, I heard the laughter all over the church. I said, that's what we've got to be. We've got to get to be a church that's having fun. Loving Jesus, doing what God's called us to do, just get all that other junk off of you. You get in the will of God, what God's called you to do, and it don't matter what anybody else thinks. If God's pleased with what you're doing, just keep doing it. That's the will of God on your life. If God's called you to do that, and you're doing it to the ability that he's given you, you just keep doing it. This morning, them kids, they clearly, you could see they enjoyed what was going on. And they clearly could see they enjoyed it. They was having a good time. The will of God. Let me give you something else. Not only was it clear they was having a good time, but they was correct in what they was doing. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The sweetest name I know. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Them kids was pumping Jesus out. You know one thing that kids will remember And they'll always remember. They'll remember how you and I treat them. He says not only is it clear, not only the will of God is correct, but it must be carried out. And as I sat there this morning, my heart was blessed so much seeing them kids allowing the will of God to be on their life and do what God has called them to do. You said, preacher, how strong is the church? The church here at Union Chapel, we're just as strong. We're just as strong as that weakest part of our body. You don't believe that tonight? You can be fit, feel good, and have a smashed finger, and that thing will throb, doom-doom, doom-doom. As little as it is, that thing will throb. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is God's will is on your life, and it's on my life tonight. I must help you carry out the will of God on your life, and you must help me carry out the will of God on my life. How do we do that? By encouraging one another, uplifting one another, and loving one another. If you ain't excited in what you're doing, you'll quit doing what you're doing. But as long as you stay excited about what you're doing, loving Jesus, letting God have His perfect will on your life. If there's one thing I like to do, and you ask my wife, I love cutting up. I love having fun. I love having a good time. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And this morning, John Haston, he come to church. And he said, and I love cutting up with him. He said, what do you think about my hair? I said, I'd cut that mess off. This evening, you know what he did? He cut his hair. And they showed me a video of him. And on that video, he was saying, I want my mullet back. Kaylee said, you better quit singing that. You're going to be singing it while you preach. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about tonight. Even though John Haston's his age, me and him, we cut up, we have a good time. But you listen to me tonight, I know God's got a will on that young man's life. You said, he ain't but 16, 15-year-old. He ain't got no will. It don't matter what your age is. God's got a will on your life. He's got a perfect will on my life. He's got a perfect will on your life. Little Briar, he's got a perfect will on your life. God's going to use that young man. God's going to use every one of you in this building. He didn't save you not to use you. And a lot of times we believe God's got a will for your life, and he's going to see it come through. And tonight, coming up in 2022, I want you to remember this throughout this whole week. Lord God, what's your will you want me to do? What is the will that you put on my life? And you say, I don't know what my will is. I'm going to give you one. To keep yourself unspotted from this world. To keep yourself unspotted from this world. You say, how do you do that, preacher? You know his will on your life. It's clear. It's clear. He's wanting you to just follow Jesus. Do what he's called you to do. It's correct. You follow Jesus, he'll never lead you in the wrong path. Never will. And he'll carry out what he started in your life. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm excited for this new year and what God's doing. I'm excited for them kids this morning that was in that program that was saying, man, that touched my heart so much. And I thank God that I'm the pastor of this church. People that loves Jesus. People that have sold out because they've been bought by a price. They've been bought by a price. I'm going to share this with you. And I'm going to share it with you. Jesus said he bought us with his own blood. Correct? And I'm just going to do it right here. This will on your life. And here's how that will on your life is. Brandy goes to the doctor and sees Dr. Odie. And he's a lot smarter than I am, okay? I mean, he's a doctor. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a doctor. He's fixing birth a baby. But I got a question for him. I had a call Chas the other morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, we got to talk. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm in line at Hardee's getting something to eat. I said, well, we got to talk. We fixing to have a baby. I'm excited. Brother Heath, y'all, yeah, we excited, son. And I got thinking about the blood of Jesus Christ and how that blood saves us. It's the blood that saves. And I called Chaston. I was talking about this will of God. He said, how is it perfect? How can it be carried out? Because he saved you with his own blood. He didn't use somebody else's blood. He didn't inherit the blood. It was his blood. And I got thinking about that. He was born of a virgin. That's what the Bible says. He had no seed of the man. And I said, that's great. That's wonderful. But surely Mary's blood got in there on him. I mean, surely Mary's blood. I said, because you know the placenta. I mean, it's got to let blood. And as I dug deeper into that and I got thinking about his own blood and that perfect will that's on my life, there's no blood comes through that placenta to that baby. Only oxygen and nutrients and things that the baby needs, but no blood. That baby produces his own blood. That mama may come out with type A and that baby have O negative or whatever you call it, whatever it is, the kind of blood. And that's how I got thinking about that. And I got thinking about this, that we're not, he bought us with his own blood and we're, hey, he has a perfect will on our life. Folks, I want you to know when you was born, he put a perfect will on your life. And he's wanting you to carry that perfect will out that he has on your life. I'm going to get Dr. Odie to sign off on something. I don't know how he's going to do it. But I want a complete detailed list about having a baby. How that baby comes forth. How that baby, you say, preacher, you believe in, I believe in the Bible. I believe every bit of it. But I do know this. When he was born, he didn't have Mary's blood. If he would have had Mary's blood, he'd have had sinful blood. God is perfect. You say, how you? If he can take a baby, he takes that baby and he puts it in that mama, and that mama's blood's not in that baby. Think about it. That's a perfect will he had on Jesus to come. I don't understand all that, but I do know this, it blows my mind. And I thank God tonight, that same will that he had on Jesus, it was perfect, it was priceless, and it was to the point, is the same will he's got on my life and your life. That he wants us to follow him in every area of our life. You say, how clear is it? It's clear. How correct is it? It's correct. For that baby to be in that mama and not have that mama's blood, that blows my mind. But that's why Jesus said he saved us with his own blood and not somebody else's. Here's my thing this week. I pray and I challenge you. Say, Lord God, whatever that will is you have on my life, if you'll bring it to my attention, if you'll bring it to my attention, show me what you'd have me to do, I'll do whatever it is. And I promise you, you'll be in the perfect will of what God's called you to do. Let us pray. Father, I love you. And Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for the blessings.